Welcome back to the School News Podcast here on MPS Voices. And I'm joined by Ahmad Keenan, who is an MPS Engagement and Education Outreach Specialist. And we are talking about Somali Heritage Day, the first Somali Heritage Day celebrated by Minneapolis Public Schools. It's coming up this Saturday, February 15th, during the middle of the day from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. And it's happening at the Davis Center on West Broadway, 1250 West Broadway in Minneapolis. Ahmad, welcome to the show. Always love having you on. And let's talk about Somali Heritage Day. It's the first one that Minneapolis Public Schools is hosting. And can you give us a little bit of a rundown of, you know, the Somali representation in the state of Minnesota and how that looks?
Oh, yes. We have a really large Somali community in the state of Minnesota, and I think this is also the largest state that we have a large Somali community who are, they started coming in 1990s until now, and we have a large community in here. So, and I think everybody knows that, you know, it's very visible both in the media and as well as also in the social fabrics in this state. So Somali Heritage Day is a public event that honors Somali language, culture, and Somali history. And our goal of doing this is educating and bringing community together to celebrate the Somali people's language, history, culture, and student achievement at the Minneapolis Public Schools. And it's very important for us as a community, as well as also students who are attending at the Minneapolis Public Schools too.
And again, it's happening this Saturday, February 15th, yes, at 11. It starts at 11 a.m., runs till 4 on that day, and it's happening at the Davis Center here in Minneapolis. So, Ahmad, tell us about some of the activities that are going to be going on.
The themes of the activities that will be featuring in the Somali Heritage Days will be the free Somali traditional foods. We will have sambusa, Somali rice, and other items that we're expecting to bring here. Also, there will be Somali guest speakers who will be coming from the community, educators, as well as people who are working Somali language program will be here, and they will be also at the events. And those speakers will be talking about the Somali culture, the Somali language, the Somali contribution, and also the Somalis who live in the state of Minnesota. And I think there will be a lot of the history part, a lot of artifact. Other thing that we will have is entertainment, the live performance of Somali traditional music and dance. So there will be also the Somali dance group who are coming here, and they will be performing Somali traditional music and dance. Other party that we are doing is Somali cultural artifact. There will be display showcasing the rich history and the custom of Somali people. We will have also Somali writers who live in Minneapolis, Minnesota, who will be displaying their books for reading and in the events or at the event. So those groups also are coming here, and they will be presenting their books, which is really bilingual books. There will be also a presentation of Somali language programs at the Minneapolis Public Schools. So the group who are managing the Somali language program will be presenting the program, the challenge, the opportunity. And also there will be students who will present also what they learned from Somali language at the Minneapolis Public Schools.
Ahmad Keenan is a MPS Engagement and Education and Outreach Specialist with the district, and we're talking about the first ever Somali Heritage Day celebrated by Minneapolis Public Schools this Saturday, February 15th at the Davis Center from 11 to 4. So, Ahmad, can anybody from the community attend this event?
Absolutely. This is an open event. We will welcome everyone in the community to attend. We want to create an inclusive environment where people from all backgrounds can come together to appreciate and learn about the Somali culture. So the Somalis, they were part of this community, of this in American fabric communities in the state of Minnesota. So we welcome everybody. The program will also include the segment of Somali language. And we want people also to experience about how the Somali language is spoken to in the first experience of the first hand and the beauty and the importance of Somali language. So we welcome everybody. It's open, it's really it's a public event that honors the Somali language and culture. So everybody can participate, come see, associate, interact with our community.
Wonderful, wonderful. And what sort of other programs can you kind of identify, you know, that feature Somali heritage? Language programs seem to come to mind immediately. But what other kind of programs are in place to kind of support and really celebrate Somali heritage?
Yes, we have a Somali heritage language team that plays a really very important role in supporting and celebrating Somali culture within the Minneapolis public school system. We have a Somali language program. Also, we have a Somali ethnic studies in within Minneapolis public schools, which really provides a sense of belonging for our students. And they can see also the curriculum that we are teaching also, that they are part of the community. They can see their language. They can see their culture. They can see also their history, which we teach also in Minneapolis public schools in the classroom as ethnic studies. You know, Minneapolis, we have a Latino ethnic studies. We have a African-American ethnic studies. We have a Somali ethnic studies. We have a Hmong ethnic studies. And those programs were designed to help our youth to understand who they are. And also, there is also the Somali educators who really deliver cultural workshops, educational opportunity designed to help students not only learn Somali language, but also connect deeply with their cultural heritage. These programs also are crucial of fostering the bright understanding and allowing the students also to engage with their cultural identity while they still also succeeding academically and socially. So that is very important. So we have a lot. We're trying really to create in Minneapolis Public Schools a space that every student feel that they belong in that space. And we respect also their culture, their values, also their identity, as well as their language.
And it's all coming into fruition this Saturday, February 15th at the Davis Center from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. Ahmed Keenan, MPS Engagement, Education, and Outreach Specialist, we appreciate the time. How do you personally celebrate your heritage, your Somali heritage, whether it be at home or in the community? How do you do it?
I think, you know, when you are really in Somali, personally, I make conscious effort to integrate Somali tradition into my everyday life. I remember in Somalia, when you're in Somalia, you know, you're living in that community and everybody looks like you, and also everybody is also part of the society. So it's really very important also that part about the Somali. Somali has also unique holidays rooted in its history, religious holidays, such as, you know, we have a lot of religious holidays, Eid al-Adha, Eid al-Fitr, Mawlid al-Nabi, or the birthday of the Prophet Muhammad. We have also national holidays, which is a secular holidays, which really indicates the time that the southern part and northern part came together and united, and they created what we call the Somali Republic. We call the July 1st in Independence Day of Somalia. We have an Islamic New Year. We have agricultural holidays where people have fasting holidays, where they are really very connected with the indigenous culture, the ancient indigenous culture, where they celebrate the agricultural, especially the springtime. And during holidays also, there's a fight of traditional food that are served. There are songs, traditional dance, music, poetry, and the wrestling competition between among the young boys. So these activities are also very important. When I was growing up, That was very important at that time. So that's how we celebrate in a back home. And when we came here, we really come up a way that we can also create our own space where we can celebrate our contributions, our holidays, our culture. And also when the, after the end of the Ramadan, you will see a lot of the Somali community in Mall of America who are celebrating and coming and, you know, playing with the kids. That is also visibility is very important for our tradition and our culture.
And lastly, before I let you go here, what are some resources for people that might want to know more and find out more information?
Yes, there are several resources for those interested in learning more about Somali culture and Somali language. We have a Somali heritage language team. Also, we have a program. We have a material to support the learning. There is an organization called also Somali Museum of Minnesota that provides valuable resources for understanding Somali history, art, and the tradition, and they really, they have conferences sometimes. They have also yearly, you know, celebration, a yearly, you know, bringing all the Somali community together when they celebrate their dance and the music. So that is also, there's a broadcast that's going on apps. There's a cultural forums that you can find also in the internet. There's also programs at the University of Minnesota that teach Somali language. There are programs in the Normandale Community College. There are also other programs at the MTC, Minneapolis Community College. So there's a lot of things going on. So engaging with the local Somali community also another way that also offers personal connection and the learning opportunity. So there is a unique opportunity also to interact with the Somali community and discover the Somali culture and Somali food. We have a lot of restaurants here in Minnesota also that you can go and connect with the Somali, you know, Somali culture, Somali food. There's also a lot of Somalis also who are visible in the state of Minnesota who are working in every industry. So I think it is very important, you know, anyone who is interested to engage with the local Somali community groups, wherever you can meet with them.
His name is Ahmed Keenan, and he is an engagement and education outreach specialist at Minneapolis Public Schools. Somali Heritage Day is coming up this Saturday, February 15th, 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Davis Center, 1250 West Broadway in Minneapolis. Ahmed, good to talk with you. Great information, and good luck with everything on Saturday. It sounds like a wonderful event. Thank you for the time today.
Thank you very much. I really appreciate your time.